Comic Con 22 has come and gone. Let's see what happened. Apparently Marvel announced a lot of phases and kind of hinted at phase 7. Whoa. And DC did nothing. But they did cancel Batgirl and the Flash CW, so let's talk about that. And let's get into some tech talk, bro. Artificial intelligence artwork, augmented reality, it's all happening. Welcome to Panel of Frames. Aren't you lucky? What is up, guys? It's your Ferocious Fox, Fox Ferocious, and this is Panel of Frames, where we talk about comic book media, movies, TV, video games, and technology. The technology doesn't have to have anything to do with comic books, but we still talk about tech, and we will be talking about tech, as you heard in the intro. So, last episode, we were talking about Marvel's Comic-Con 2022. And my excitement was warranted. Happy to say that. First off, let's get this bell work out the way. You can support us by downloading the show. You can support us by following and sharing the podcast with your geeky friends, your nerdy nerds. And if you know Kevin Feige, go ahead and send him this too. Go ahead. Just go ahead and just email. You know, it goes down in the DMs. I don't even think Kevin Feige's on Instagram. So good luck. And this episode, as well as the previous episodes, is sponsored by Anchor, and you'll hear about that later. For now, let's get into it. Let's go ahead and get right into the meat of it. In the media segment today, let's talk about Comic-Con 2022. MCU, we felt like they weren't maybe having a plan with Phase 4. We felt like the movies were just kind of, you know, random, and TV shows, random events were happening. We started to get some connective tissue. We're just now starting to get some connective tissue with Ms. Marvel. But at Comic-Con, Hall H, Marvel Cinematic Universe, Phase 5, they laid it all out for us. Y'all, I'm not going to go into Phase 5 today. I feel like that needs several more videos or podcasts. I might have to make YouTube videos for those. There's so much to dig into for Phase 5. Just know that Blade is coming. The Thunderbolts movie is coming. All that stuff that we speculated mostly is coming. The only thing that is not happening in Phase 4 is Fantastic Four. And I know that Kevin Feige wanted to do it. I know he did. They couldn't work it out. So they move Fantastic Four to Phase 6. It's the first Phase 6 movie. And I find that interesting because the other two movies that they've released, or that they've said, not released, but said that they were releasing in Phase 6, are Kang Dynasty, an Avengers movie, and the other Avengers movie that everybody has speculated and known about. And why are they doing this? Yes, Avengers Secret Wars. I'm hyped. And add on the fact that Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars are coming out in the same year, months apart. You remember when Infinity War came out and everybody was like, wow, that wait for Endgame was way too long. It went by really quick when you're there, but the hype had died down considerably. So I cannot wait to see the end of Kang Dynasty, because there's going to be a WTF, a big WTF. And I don't know what it is, but if they're coming out with another movie months later to finish it, come on, guys. This might be super duper crooper Freddy Krueger lit. Let's see. There's 8 missing dates in Phase 6 as well. They only reveal Fantastic Four, Kang Dynasty, and Secret Wars, which also means that Fantastic Four is a linchpin in that phase because it's the first movie of Phase 6. Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars has to somehow flow out of Fantastic Four. The most obvious connection that we have, guys, is that Kang is distantly related to Reed Richards. I don't know how they're gonna fix that, but guys, I love me some comic book family drama. And this is the Marvel's first family, and they get some family drama in this phase. I'm in there. But what are these 8 missing dates in Phase 6? Some of these have to be sequels. I don't think Guardians 4 is going to happen in Phase 6. What could some of these be? I think there's going to be a mixture of new and old. I think there's going to be less TV shows. And I don't know what else. I feel like Nova's coming. I feel like Nova has to be somewhere, or some other space-based thing has to be somewhere in here. X-Men, obviously. X-Men is coming. I think Phase 7 is going to have the second X-Men movie, because I think X-Men, the first new MCU X-Men movie, I get a feeling it's going to be in Phase 6. Somewhere. Could be the top or could be the bottom. But that's going to be very interesting to have X-Men in Secret Wars. That's why I think that's going to be in Phase 6, because I don't think they're going to pass up the opportunity to have the Avengers and the X-Men and the Fantastic Four all against one enemy. Who knows what happens in Phase 7? What if the Avengers piss the X-Men off and the Fantastic Four are just in the middle of it? You know, though, that one day we're going to have to see Avengers versus X-Men. It's going to happen. It might be different from the comics, but they are going to do it. The title by itself, it generates too much hype from everybody, comic book fans and only people that watch the movies. If I said that to my sister, she'd be like, whoa. You know, she knows how crazy that is, and she does not follow any of this. Guys, we're in for a treat. Like, there's all these movies and shows, they won't be fantastic. No pun intended. The ratio of bad to good, or meh to good, as it were, for these movies and TV shows for the MCU, I think it's going to change. I think it's going to improve from Phase 4. Also, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. They said that was supposed to be the last Phase 4 movie. James Gunn has come out and, I guess, corrected that. I don't know if he has the authority to correct it, but he corrected it. He said he's correcting it, so I'm going to let him do it. He's closer to Kevin Feige than I am. MCU Phase 4 actually ends with Guardians of the Galaxy, not Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Phase 4 ends with the holiday special, and they're considering that to be the epilogue of Phase 4. So, what do you think is going to happen after that? What do you think they're going to put in this epilogue to kind of kick off, like, hey, Phase 5 is going to be way more exciting because they're going to do something near the end of Phase 4, you know? I don't know. But I cannot wait to find out. Too bad I have to. Second topic in the media stuff. Now I want to talk about DC. Oh, man. This isn't the topic for this section, but I do want to talk about how they only had Black Adam for their Comic-Con. Warner Brothers Discovery is strongly restructuring things over at DC Comics and DC Films. We'll see if it turns out to be good, or if they are removing the good things and the bad things. We'll have to see. But the main thing for today, Batgirl, the movie that a lot of people didn't know was happening, canceled for both theaters and HBO Max, Joe. Yo, they were like, this is not even good enough for streaming. And I hate that. I really do hate that mentality. I hate that streaming is a downgrade and y'all just dump it on. I hate it because, like, when you put something direct to streaming, there are still movies that are essentially that movie's competition that are well-regarded movies in film. Batgirl costs $90 million, y'all. David Zaslav is not playing with y'all, okay? He's not done canceling things either. Because we're going to talk about what he canceled next. He's willing to throw away $90 million. So maybe we won't see the Flash movie. Dude, he's willing to just, yeah, we're done. There are rumors that they're going to roll HBO Max into Discovery Plus. I bet you didn't even know Discovery had a streaming service. And that's why that's a bad idea. Because you should go with the more recognizable brand. I've never heard anybody talk about this Discovery Plus is the best streaming service. They got the best stuff. Nobody has ever said that. Nobody has ever said that. The conversation is between Disney Plus, HBO Max, Netflix, and then if you want to stretch it, Peacock and what was the other one? Paramount Plus. That's if you want to stretch it. WB canceled it because, and I think it was done, mostly. WB said, we're not releasing this because they want to focus on theatrical features. And they said the Batgirl quality didn't hold up for both theaters and HBO Max. The show used to have a budget of $70 million, and they increased it to $90 million, I'm assuming, so they could just add some pretty things on top of it to make it look more expensive, and it didn't work. That's what it sounds like. WB also says that the Batgirl actress Leslie Grace, who looks amazing as Batgirl, wasn't the problem. Her acting skills weren't the problem. Of course they're going to say that because they have a contract with the actress. I think the real problem is that Batgirl had connections to the DCEU. I think that's the real problem here, because Batgirl's father, Commissioner Gordon, in the movie is played by J.K. Simmons, who played Commissioner Gordon in Justice League, both versions of Justice League. I think that's really more of the issue, and the fact that the DCEU is connected to Ezra Miller's Flash. I think they're trying to cut every tentacle off that monster. I think they're like, we are done with the DCEU. Y'all need to just reboot it in a different way. I still think you should release The Flash. You could just reboot it in a weird, different, weird way, whichever one you're trying to do. But they've delayed it instead. So now you have a delayed Flash movie and a canceled Batgirl movie. So DC Films is struggling, okay? I don't know what they're going to do, all that I see on the horizon is Blue Beetle. Everybody wants them to bring back Henry Cavill, or Cavill. I want them to bring back Henry Cavill because I want a Man of Steel 2. It doesn't have to be directed by Zack Snyder. He's Superman to me. Still, the modern day Superman. They need to figure out what they're doing with DC, because this isn't the only thing getting canceled. Oh no. In the wise words of Master Yoda, there is another. For that last media topic, this is not Comic-Con related, but it explains why they didn't show anything at Comic-Con except for Black Adam. The Flash TV show, after 9 seasons, almost 10 years, has been canceled by David Zaslav. This brings an end to the Arrowverse. The Flash is ending season 9, 2023. And guys, I'm glad everybody got paid, okay? I'm glad you've got 9 seasons of the show. It's fine. It's done. It's been time for this to die. Do you understand that almost weekly I talk with my friends about how bad the Flash TV show has gotten? Look, I'm not saying there isn't good moments. Subject verb agreement. I'm not saying there aren't good moments, all right? I would know because I stopped watching after they had his daughter on there. You know, the actress that plays her is, she's older than Grant Gustin and Candace Patton. So that was funny too, but she does look like their child, which is weird. Wasted villains over and over again in the later seasons. The only villain that they didn't waste was Eobard Thawne, and that's only because I feel like they didn't know who else to make a super big bat for Barry. That's that alliteration for you. Right now, Eric Wallace is showrunning The Flash. He's been showrunning since season 6, so don't think that he came on for season 1 and stayed the whole time. No, Andrew Kreisberg co-developed Flash and wrote 10 episodes, and he was the showrunner for the first season, the first few seasons. And then he got 2 other people to help him with showrunning, and they did an okay job. Then he left at some point, and then one of the 2 people left at some point. And then the last guy, he was on that season with their daughter. I think that was season 5. Eric Wallace came in season 6. You can kind of see how the writing and the direction of the show got diluted over time. It's a process. I'm glad to see it go. I'm not gonna lie. The newspaper in the first season said April 24th, 2024. So it's ironic that a year earlier, they're cutting this thing off. I actually suggest they just do a time skip so they can loop that thing back around, because that would be pretty awesome. And believe it or not, after all this mess that I've talked about this show, I will be watching the final season, because my thing is, I always say, wake me up when it's over. Wake me up when it's over. I say that because either the last season is going to be really, really bad, or they're going to like make you be like, oh, they should have did this like 3 seasons ago. And I feel like that's what's going to happen with this, because I watched the last season of Arrow and I enjoyed it, you know, out of sight of some episodes, like trying to set up a new series. Yeah, that didn't happen, by the way. What do you guys think about the Flash TV show? And the fact that not just the Flash TV show, guys, but the entire Arrowverse The whole thing is about to be done. It's over. And I think this show has a legacy. Let me not just BS on the show. Let me not just crap on the show, you know? It's got a legacy. Because before Disney and HBO came through with the movie-style budgets for the TV shows, The Flash really, really was pushing it. It was pushing boundaries, breaking boundaries for what CG was on a TV and a channel network scale. They really did push it, and they found interesting ways to use the effects and to show the effects and improve on the effects, like showing things at night and all that. It was very smart, actually. But over time, it just gets weirder and weirder. And you're going to look back at the show. I was telling somebody else who was a huge fan of The Flash. You're going to look back at this show in 5 to 10 years and be like, that looks like Smallville. Anyway, we're going to talk about gaming and tech next, right after this. Welcome back, guys. Let's get into this gaming and tech. And this week, it's going to be more tech than gaming. I wanted to talk about some augmented reality and some artificial intelligence. So let's just start by saying Etsy has added an augmented reality shopping feature on iOS. Android coming soon. Don't worry, guys. I don't know why they keep doing this iOS preference BS when Android's been ahead in features for years. Anyway, designed for use with purchasing wall art. The iOS app is for shopping for wall art for now. I think Etsy's gonna add some more for maybe crafts and stuff. I think this is a perfect use of it. If you don't know what augmented reality is, it's when you can put a 3D object in a physical space, not physically obviously, but you put on some glasses or maybe a smartphone or some kind of display where you can see items and put them in the physical space. So for wall art, you would say, oh, I kinda want this painting or this canvas print here. Let's see how it would look on my wall in front of my bed. And you can either take a picture of the bed, put the picture frame on the wall, and you can adjust it to however you want it to look before you buy it. It's pretty cool. Helps visualize with how wall art would look in your home. And what's interesting about this is this technology is going to continue to expand and improve. I say this because last year, more than 58% of Etsy's gross merchandise sales came from mobile devices. That number is only going to increase. So get ready. The machines are coming. Did I say the machines are coming? They're already here. Artificial intelligence artwork is gaining steam. And I'm part of this revolution. I was going to keep it to myself. I am part of the AI. I am part of the AI revolution. This stuff is used for fun, concept art for films and games, and to visualize cool ideas. Like the AI artwork technology is actually insane. There's several different artificial intelligence systems that you can actually join and get the source code for free. Most of the time. OpenAI DALL-E 2, the number 2. I haven't gotten into that one, but I've seen images made by it that look completely real, and they're not real. There's another one by NVIDIA called StyleGAN. It's very hard to explain these because you'd have to go into technical detail. I want to tell you about Midjourney. Midjourney is an AI bot, I guess bot, you want to call it that, made by David Hulse. If you guys don't know who David Hulse is, because I didn't know his name, but I knew what he created. You remember Leap Motion? Like the motion sensing technology that you see at Best Buy from years ago? It was Leap Motion. I forgot what they were using it for. I think it was for like cell phones or something like that. He made Leap Motion, or he founded Leap Motion, and he left that company to make Midjourney. It has an open beta, and I have been participating extensively. This thing is so fun. It's literally, you can type something in and it will be designed. It's literally, you can put in abstract wall art of clouds and noodles and it will, it uses what's called a neural network. So it gets a bunch of images and it tries to contextualize them into the sentence or the phrase that you put in. For instance, I forgot the artist's name. That's not what I typed in, but I forgot. There was a Russian artist, and I put in Spider-Man by his name. And it, seriously, it's kind of scary. It generated 4 different images of what looked like Russian style art, but Spider-Man. It's crazy. It's very hard for me to conceptualize and talk to you about without you actually seeing it. I'll tell you what. In the show notes, I'll have a link to my gallery. I have a gallery down there because it's an open beta. They have all the images that are, unless you pay for a private plan, they have all the images that people are generating, and some of them are, number one, horrific. I tried to generate a T-Rex wearing sunglasses or wearing glasses. It sent me monsters. So you can easily make horrific monsters in this. And I could really see myself using this to create stories or characters. I typed in Space Cowboy was it played by Christopher Lloyd? I think I put Space Cowboy Christopher Lloyd in noir with dramatic lighting. Guys, I could write an entire story about the images that they gave me back, because I was like, it was popping off so many images, more images and stories in my head. Sometimes you'll ask them to generate an image, it'll generate an image and it'll include something that you didn't think about, but that works in context and it spawns more ideas in your mind. So it's like you're collaborating with the machine. This thing is really freaking cool. So go to panelofframes.com. If you click on listen to the latest podcast or listen to the latest episode, or go to the episode archive, in the show notes, I will have a link to my gallery. You can see it's currently updating too. You can see the images that I'm generating with this tool, and you can see what I typed in to generate the images. And the really crazy part about this AI, guys, you can take whatever it is that I'm typing in and type it in yourself on Midjourney, and it will give you different images. And you can't, for the most part, you can't reverse Google image search any of these things because they're newly created by the AI. We are in the cyberpunk serial experiments lane, Ghost in the Shell future, y'all. I just want you to know that. And for my business owners and creators, do not fret. This technology, I don't know how good it's gonna get, but it still cannot mimic human subtlety and basically heart. It's very difficult to generate like a human's intuitiveness in this way. Your job is safe for now. If you guys and girls want other examples of how crazy this artificial intelligence technology is, I got two more links for you. ThisPersonDoesNotExist.com and ThisCatDoesNotExist.com. It's going to generate an image of a person that, by all intents and purposes, looks like a real person that does not exist. Same thing with thiscatdoesnotexist.com. Generating images of people and organisms that do not exist. And you're going to look at these and say, this is a person. But that person is an amalgamation of AI images put together to create a new person. It's insane. The present is now the future. Well, there is another scary future for you, and it's also another Panel of Frames episode in the books. Thank you so much for listening, and just want to remind you, if you want to support us, you can follow and share the podcast. You can download this show to your mobile device, and the next episode should be out Wednesday, life permitting. Okay, a lot of things have been going on. Today I went out looking for a new used car. That's why this episode is pretty late. I meant to backdate this, but I just decided to go ahead and record it today. If you'd like a link to my AI gallery and expanded show notes, you go to panelofframes.com, find this episode, and look into the show notes. The links should be there for you. And other than that, I got nothing else. You have a blessed one. This has been your ferocious Fox, Fox Ferocious, with Panel of Frames. And stay crimson.